Welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. It was a day in the cafeteria at West Jordan Middle School that some students will never forget. On this episode of the Supercast, hear how a ninth grade student sprang into action using a technique he learned in health class to save the life of his best friend who was choking. It's a story of heroism and a health teacher's life-saving lessons. We're here with two students at West Jordan Middle School who had an extraordinary experience last week. Tell me your names.
Jackson Johnson.
And I'm Hunter Olson.
Jackson and Hunter. So Jackson, tell us what happened the other day in the cafeteria.
I got my lunch, I sat down, I was eating it, and I had hiccups throughout the day, so I hiccuped and a piece of chicken got stuck in my throat. Try to see if I could cough it up. Nothing happened, so I turned around and I signaled to my friend, I'm choking. And then he gets up and does the Heimlich.
And that's your friend Hunter that did that. Yeah. Did you have to get his attention? What was the choking sign that you gave?
I just put my hands over my throat.
Okay. And so Hunter, you see this, and what did you do?
My first instinct was just to come up and try to help as much as I could, but yeah, that was pretty much just it.
So when you walked over to him, what happened? Did you just go right into Heimlich mode?
Yeah, pretty much. I had to like make sure he was actually choking first, because we were all at the table just laughing just because we thought he was just choking on something little, like it went down the wrong tube or something. And then he was just coughing over the garbage can.
So Jackson, when you first realized, I'm really choking here, what did you do to get their attention?
Well, they were all looking at me because I thought I was messing around. I turned and I looked dead at Hunter and I started putting my hands over my throat saying I'm choking while signaling it. And then he realized it and hopped up while everyone else just thought it was still a joke.
So you just decided I'm going to focus on one person and that person is Hunter and I'm going to make sure I get his attention.
Yeah, because I knew he would actually do something.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome. What made you know that Hunter was the guy to take action and save your life?
Well, one, the two other kids kind of weren't paying attention. And the other one was my brother, who the whole time he was kind of just saying, call home. Because he really wanted to go home.
Yeah. Okay, so Hunter's the go-to. Hunter's your guy.
When he turned around and he kind of had a look in his eyes like, oh, shoot, it's actually in there. And I can't get it out myself. So I was like, okay. So I just stepped up and adrenaline shot up. So I was like, just went into autopilot, I guess. Just did what I learned in health class and that seemed to have worked. So.
So you did feel that surge of adrenaline. You kind of realized, hey, something's really wrong here. And have you felt that other times in your life before? Is there a comparable moment?
Yeah, like a few years ago when I played football, like if you get like a big tackle or the whole team's depending on you to stop a play or something, it's just that kind of adrenaline rush. But it was kind of like that on steroids.
And so your friend seems to be joking, you're laughing around, you realize he's actually choking, you get the adrenaline rush, and you said you went into autopilot. Now, I don't know that I have autopilot for that sort of situation. We'd all like to think that we do, but I don't think we do. So how were you prepared for that situation?
I think I just paid attention in health class and I learned the practice in there, and I just put it into real life.
How recently had you learned the Heimlich maneuver?
Last year in eighth grade.
So you paid attention in health class. That's an awesome thing. And it was last year. Mm-hmm. So you really did pay attention. Have you ever done the Heimlich before this time?
No, this was my first time.
And so did you have to think about what to do or did you just do it?
Well, I just remembered kind of where to put my hands and I just kind of did it.
Can you kind of, we're here in the cafeteria where it happened and Jackson's standing right there. Can you reenact it for us? Can you kind of show us? Let's see.
Start choking, Jack.
Okay, what did you do, Jackson?
I put my arms up so that he could reach around.
And so Hunter, you're shorter than Jackson.
Yeah.
So let's see you try that. We're here in the cafeteria where it happened. Let's see you stand back there. And you just went right.
I went up a little bit too high, and then he pushed my hands down.
He pushed it. Oh, so Jack, you pushed his hands down.
Yeah.
To get his hands into the right position.
Yeah.
And how many times did you have to do it?
I don't remember.
It was like 4 times before I actually coughed it up.
So, Jack, were you feeling that? You were both feeling that high level of stress as it's happening, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done the Heimlich maneuver. I don't remember ever doing that on someone. Once the meat then came out of your throat, right?
Yeah.
And how did you feel right in the aftermath of that?
I was shocked that it actually had came out because it felt like it was pretty stuck. And I was also relieved to be able to breathe.
And were you holding your throat afterward trying to swallow? And
no.
You felt fine afterward?
Yeah, I felt fine after.
What did you say to Hunter afterward?
I said thank you.
Yeah.
One of the biggest thank yous of your life, I would guess.
Yeah.
So did you tell your parents about what happened?
They saw it as soon as they posted the thing on Instagram about Hunter.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. You posted it on Instagram?
The school did.
Oh, the school did. And so is that how they found out?
Yeah.
Oh, so they found out from the school Instagram account before you told them?
Yeah, because then they called me down to call my parents.
How did your parents react once you talked with them about that?
My mom was relieved that I was alive. My dad came up to me and was like, start chewing your food now.
There were lessons to be learned all around. Pay attention in health class, chew your food, and sometimes your friends aren't joking, they really do need your help.
Yeah.
I really liked your description of the way the adrenaline kind of came up and the way that you, Jackson, it described how you knew you were in trouble at a certain point, and you knew it was really lodged in there. There are those moments that figuratively we feel that there's that danger, that we know there's something we need to do and that we need help. And those moments that Hunter experienced where we know it's time for us to step up and somebody needs us and we need to do that right now, whether it's your teammates that you described or whether it's saving your friend's life. How does it feel when I say that sentence, saving your friend's life?
Pretty shocking. I never thought I'd really save one of my friend's life, like in that kind of moment, but it's just kind of shocking.
So as a ninth grader, you've saved your friend's life. What's next for you now? I mean, it's always onward and upward. What's the next big achievement?
I don't really know. something comes up again, I'll jump in and help. But
well, I have to say that we all hope that we would do what you did, but it's pretty impressive that you were able to remember what needed to happen and you jumped in and just took action. Because a lot of times someone's going to run for help instead of be the help, and it's pretty awesome that you were the help.
Thank you.
What kind of bond did this create between you two?
I think we had a pretty strong bond before because we hung out a lot. His dad was my old football coach, so we got to spend a lot of time together. But I think it even strengthened that brotherhood that we have together, and I'm just kind of glad that he's my friend.
What do you think, Jackson?
I'd have to say the same thing.
So do the two of you pay as good attention in your other classes as you do to your health class?
Probably not.
Some of them, I liked my health class a lot, but...
So the teacher really had an impact on
that. Yeah.
I would say if you pay as good attention in other classes as you did in health, and you apply your learning from those other classes as well as you did in your health class, then you have great things ahead of you. So we pulled up some security footage and we actually can watch it. Have you guys seen this video yet?
No.
Okay, we're gonna watch it and then we're gonna get your reaction. Okay, so what happened here?
That's when I started choking, and then you can see Julio pointed and laughed at me.
Yeah, we're all laughing at him.
you're leaning over at the table.
Yeah, I'm trying to cough
you're
it
trying
up.
To cough it up into the garbage can.
See, and then I went down to insert.
Come back, you point at your throat.
And then...
Wow. You really used some force, Hunter.
Yeah. This is where I moved his hands down.
Hunter, six. It didn't work at first, and you just kept going.
Six.
Wow, that was six times. You lifted him off the ground.
Yeah,
and right at the end, I put my arms up, and I yelled my health teacher's name, Miss Howell.
So you celebrated her right at the end. Oh, wow, that's amazing. You lifted him off the ground a couple of times.
Yeah. Hunter's pretty strong.
Yeah, obviously. So all that football that Jack's dad coached you in prepared you for this as well,
yeah.
Because you really put some strength behind that.
And
what was impressive is that you didn't give up. You just kept going. You didn't say, hey, I've done it a few times. It's not working. You stayed with it.
Yeah.
I think we need to freeze frame the moment where you put your hands up and say her name, and we need to put that in a frame for your teacher.
Okay.
We're going to do that. We're going to do that. That's pretty impressive.
And then Julio, our friend right there, the big boy, he went to go tell the hall monitor.
So Julio went for help.
Yeah.
We're watching this again. That's just amazing. You just stayed with it. And were you okay after that? Did your throat hurt for a long time after that? Or?
I was all right. It didn't really hurt.
Did you finish your chicken sandwich?
Yeah.
It's a real pleasure talking to both of you. And I'm proud of what you guys have done. You kept your head in a very difficult circumstance, and that's going to serve you well in the future. Just great job.
Yeah.
Wow,
thank
that's
you.
Incredible. Stay with us. When we come back, hear from the health teacher whose classroom lesson helped save a life.
Are you looking for a job right now? Looking to work in a fun and supportive environment with great pay and a rewarding career? Jordan School District is hiring. We're currently filling full and part-time positions. You can work and make a difference in young lives and education as a classroom assistant or a substitute teacher. Apply to work in one of our school cafeterias, where our lunch staff serves up big smiles with great food every day. We're also looking to hire custodians and bus drivers. In Jordan School District, we like to say, people come for the job and enjoy the adventure. Apply today at workatjordan.org.
We're here with Kathy Howa, a teacher at West Jordan Middle School. Kathy, you've had a significant impact at the school in just a few short years. You were Hunter's teacher who performed the Heimlich on Jackson in the school cafeteria and saved his life. How does that feel?
I'll tell you what, it's probably the highlight of my career. I don't think a teacher could be thanked any more than somebody listening in their class and being able to save another person's life.
I'll agree with you there. This is an awesome feather in your cap. You know, teachers have a big impact on students, and sometimes it's not so evident as immediately as this. I talked with Hunter, and he says it's information from your class last year that helped him jump into action. What do you think of that?
It's pretty amazing. As a teacher, you always wonder if the student is listening, and you know that they're not going to get all the information, but it's one thing to know that he listened, but the other thing is that he had the power to jump up and actually do that was amazing, because all of us ask ourselves, I think sometimes, is what would I do in that particular situation? And to know that kid was brave enough to do that was so amazing. And what an impact. He saved somebody's life.
What that says to me is you didn't just teach them the procedure. You gave your student the confidence to act on what you taught him.
Thank you. I hope that happens. There's a lot of things in health that are so important that these kids learn, because it's their life, and especially as adolescents, that that they're learning what we need them to learn right now with a lot of the subjects.
What you taught Hunter had an impact because he loved your class. That's what he told me.
Oh, that melts my heart. It definitely does. The kids are just, they're everything. And, you know, if you just lead them to where you need them to lead, hopefully they'll become great human beings in our community.
Now, I'm going to guess that Hunter didn't walk into health class on the first day and say, you know what, I'll bet this is going to be my favorite class. But as soon as he gets to know you and starts to see how things are in the classroom, it becomes his favorite class because of the teacher, because of you.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
There's an exciting tidbit that I learned as we watched this video with Hunter and Jackson. We watched the video of Hunter actually performing the Heimlich. And after he knew that Hunter was okay,
He celebrated by putting both fists in the air and he said, "Howa!" So he shouted your name after he'd saved Jackson's life.
I just heard that just lately, and that is so, I wish I would have been there, but what a special thing. I don't think I'll ever, this is at the top of the list for, you know, just things that happen in your career. I don't think there's a better reward. There just isn't.
Well, it's a great achievement, and it's a reflection of the 28 years of great teaching you've been doing and connecting to kids and helping them understand the importance of what you're teaching. So thanks for being a great example of what awesome teaching looks like.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Does this mean you're going to be extending the Heimlich maneuver unit in your class?
Well, right now I'm hoping that we can get to that so that the kids can actually have the hands-on practice. We do a practical where they have to pass a test with the Tessa Annies in the classroom. So I'm hoping to get there, but what it does change is I wish I was doing it sooner instead of at the end of my two quarters. I would teach this a lot sooner.
It's one of the favorite stories I've heard in a long time. It's been a pleasure talking with you, and it was great talking with the students as well. So thanks for everything you're doing, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for joining us on the Supercast. And remember, education is the most important thing you will do today, wherever you do it. We'll see you out there.